Good flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know, Tom said he was going to be down there in 15 minutes.
I met him on the corner here at the corner at the door.
You're here.
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 All right. Looking at the outline sheet, we've got the recommendations, and then I'm going to get to the bottom of that section. We'll get the approval of the motion in a second. Deputy Mayor will be Jackie Murphy. Our clerk, Kevin Stelmshot, and treasurer, Kevin Dwyer. And at the present time, we don't have a deputy clerk. Do we have any suggestions, do you know? We do have. Okay. Nina, Ashley. That's good to have somebody in that position.
Okay.
Our codes inspector, Jim Bernice. Assessor is newly hired.
What's his name?
Trudell.
Oh.
All right.
Denise?
D-R-U-D-E-L-L.
Okay.
Denise. Experienced?
Yes.
Good. All right, our attorney, Steve Gennettis. The official paper we work with is the Queen Central newspaper out of
You don't have one of those?
Camden.
There it is, right there. Yeah.
Yep. Registrar of Vital Statistics is Kelly Reader. Village historian. Little Bridget. Okay. Record management officer. You. One. Our marriage officer is you. All right, Evan. Deputy officer. I don't know, marriage or any of the records keeping?
No.
No. Emergency coordinator, John Dunham. Our meeting time and dates, third Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. Mileage rate is... Okay. And our official banking institution is Pathfinder. Questions or...
No, I accept it as
Motion for approval is Neil.
Well, we do it for utility postage and shipping. That's how we did it before. We fired the auditing.
Pardon? These recommendations we'll approve, and then we'll get into the utility and shipping and so on for another.
Before we just did everything, and then eventually utility and...
We put that one down here, one piece.
But we never said before, but, you know, we did this section.
Yeah, this section we did separate. Now we're going to the utilities and our agreement leases. All right, so a second on that one is...
A second.
Okay, all right. Utilities, postage, shipping charges may be paid prior to sending. Utility, that's when we get bills and pay them before they're due.
I recommend, I make a motion we do that. Yep.
I did, or she gagged, it doesn't matter.
IMA. Agreement. that we have with the town. Motion for that?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Dave, which lease agreement? Use the building?
I make a motion.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Special meeting for resolution for notification of special meetings. As a method of notification, phone numbers for emergency meetings, and what is coming to ours is by email, phone, local coaching site, web page, that needs to be possible. Motion?
I'll make a motion for that.
All right.
Second.
Tom? All right, and our policies to adopt, these are the policies that are located in your folder. Procurement policy. And these folders are, each year seem to get a little bit more, and I presume by next year they're gonna even send us more that they're gonna expect to wanna have in the folder. The procurement policy, less than 20,000 but greater than 3, you require written requests, less than 3 but greater than 1,000. Require oral requests for the goods, and as I said, if you haven't read it through, you could be familiarize yourself. You'll wanna read those through, and you'll be signing them off with the clerk. But the policy is, the procurement policy is as from last year, is there a motion to accept the policy as standard?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Dave? Investment policy. Again, this one we did with Mr. Benjamin still long ago. But each of these should be reviewed each 5 years or thereabouts. And this one probably will have to be reviewed for next year. That one we did with Mr. Benjamin not that long ago. So is there a motion for that?
I'll make a motion.
All right.
I'll second it.
We do have the internet policy. This is a new one that didn't get, well, we do have it on here. Internet policy, bioterrorism protocols, workplace violence, drug-free workplace. All these are policies that are supposed to be into the hands of the village officials so that they're there and available to you. Motion to accept these policies.
Yep.
I second it.
We've got a code of ethics here that says these distributed to the employees, begin to review and sign off on them. The village, parish ethics, municipal ethics, those are a result of contribution of NACAN. And then we have the ethics of local government, U.S. and New York State Comptroller. I've included them simply because when they come, their policy be included. So rather than transcribing all of them, it's included in the handbook. So there they are, and there's probably some of it's redundant for sure, but at least it's been included. Is there a motion to accept them?
I make a motion, we accept it.
Suck.
Also for the sexual harassment. What about?
This was, has been a concern in the past, so we make sure it's included in here, is to be included. So again, you want to review and sign up on that motion system.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second.
Village parish and discrimination harassment policy. We have the abbreviated form of policy with the complaint form included. And there is a, again, a policy that their suggestion going into. Pages through, you'll become familiarized with the content and compliant officers, include myself and Jackie Murphy, trustee Murphy. It tells you the time, length of time you have to file complaints and how it transpires. And then there's an acknowledgement of the receipt of the policy discrimination. Motion for the policy.
Yep.
Tom?
Second it.
Packets containing the policies have been distributed to each of the employees for review. Read, sign, and keep available to or return to the clerk for safekeeping. And once you've read it, if you would prefer to keep it with the clerk, there would be available at any time. Knowledge of these policies and responsibility of each employee, all please. Must see the clerk, sign an oath card within 30 days of the election appointment. All right, any questions or comments? You also had a letter.
This is nice. Is this something new? Is it welcome to the clerk?
Yeah. It's been out there and then I just updated again, but we have new people that move into the community, don't know what days are garbage, what you can do, can't do, fire burn. That the collection day or the yard sales are on, those kinds of things, whatever might be needing to a new resident of the community that would be helpful to them. And introducing
already,
the board.
I already did the ones by my house.
I have to have a permit for a garage sale.
Unless you do it on garage sale weekend.
You can have it for a year.
Yeah.
Because there used to be a woman that used to have them all the
every Saturday, ongoing.
Yeah, I got you.
Because you're supposed to sit, the government wants you to, if you have a garage sale, they want you to pay sales tax on it. Well, because we have it once a year as a community, they waiver that. Mm-hmm. And in case nobody knew that.
Also, you have something else in there. Lease agreement, IMA. This was the only other item we needed in, I guess. All right. Anything else? Questions, comments?
Nope.
About the folders. If not, anything else that one that we need to include that we didn't? All right.
I'll make a motion that we close this segment of
organizational
meeting.
All right. Second.
Second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor, I'm sure. So we'll adjourn. Matt, is there another one I didn't get to?
Let me see.
Yep.
The general fund.
Sewer fund. You did the sewer fund yet?
Yeah. I guess I just need the general.
That's in your hand right there now. This one.
Well, somebody didn't sign.
Is that me?
Or did I not sign that one?
No, you didn't sign that one.
Here.
There you go, Jackie. Okay.
So you'll read your policies and you can keep the folder or return it to the clerk and make sure you've signed off on those that you have read the contents and are aware of the contents of the folders.
Wait, what was that?
Just read these policies through so you're somewhat familiar with them. And you can keep the folder, return it to the clerk. She can keep track of it for you. And if you need it, it's available. But just sign off that it's been returned and that you've read it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can we start our regular meeting now? Or do we have 7:00
to wait? Yeah.
We got to wait?
Yeah. That's why I figured you'd do this stuff in between, but you guys came early and did it. That's why.
I was ambitious. I was here at 6:00.
Oh,
I know. You were here before I was. And that's a shocking.
Uh-huh. It's only because I thought they were at 6:00.
Was there other people on Zoom at the meeting?
The only people on Zoom at this point are Tom Bullard, Steve Gennettis, and Sue from the newspaper.
They were there for the organizational?
Yes.
Okay.
Tom on now, is he?
Tom is on now.
Hey, Tom. Steve. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
The microphone's back here.
There he is.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
The microphone's there.
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what time did you get down to the plant today? I know I looked at you at a quarter after 12.
We got down there about 12:30, quarter to one. We had to move
can
on.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Maybe
he's muted.
Are you muted?
Oh, let me put my headphones on.
Oh, I have not gotten paid yet.
You got
let me see if I can get while we're in the meeting.
You got him muted?
He can unmute himself. He should be unmuted right now.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
I know
hear me
he
now?
Doesn't.
Or is the volume down?
Can you hear me there? Neil?
Hold on a second.
Neil, can you hear me?
Let's see here.
Can you hear me, Neil?
Hold on, Tom.
Now, what, you're going to trip me up?
You got tablet?
Huh?
Tablet?
Okay.
For logging.
No, it's a...
All right, Neil. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I forget where it is.
Hello.
Apparently.
Can you hear you now?
Are you talking about my trucks?
There you go.
Yeah, that one, there's...
Okay, now when he talks, you can hear him.
Hey,
well,
they use people
not,
or
hey, I don't know what time you got down there.
Yeah,
but I'll come around for an extra half hour. Just telling us about that.
Yeah, I don't
that pole that we put out on the ground there for you. You look at that spot.
I can't hear you, Neil. We.
That pole that was in the ground. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, the pole that was in the ground that we pulled out today?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a little bit of problem there. You might want to bring Ken in to see where we're going to put it.
I got a question for you.
Because there's concrete underneath that.
Right.
And we broke it off. I don't know if you looked at it today or not.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm aware of the situation. We'll take care of it. We'll fix it.
Okay. And then we also have a hole in the roof and above the electrical panel in the storage building.
And what would you like? What would you like me to do with that?
I can't hear you.
What would you like me to do with that?
Or do they?
Depends.
It looked like there was something there. Looked like there was something there at one time.
And.
Well, we got to do something with it.
We operate the plant, Neil. We don't work on roofs. You'll have to get a contractor to fix that.
By all means.
Isn't that part of maintenance?
I think I do that to you.
A hole in the roof is not part of maintenance. I don't know what has to do. I don't know where you get the idea.
Somebody took a piece of pipe out of there.
So,
well, I don't know who did that, and whoever put that electrical service in, I have no control over that. Now, we don't fix roofs. I mean, it'd be easy for you to get a contractor in there to fix that or patch that up somehow, but I'm sorry. We don't do that. We operate the plant, and if it's something that we did while we were operating the plant and we something malfunctioned.
And basically, what you're saying is anything that doesn't have to do with the plant itself, you don't fix it.
No, I mean, we didn't put that new roof on.
No, I know you didn't put the new roof on. Somebody else did that. Right. But that was a big, what's it called? Well, right. What I'm saying with this little hole, you guys don't do anything.
We're
with
not,
that?
Not going to set my operators to climb up on this roof. No. Now, Neil, I'm sorry. Look. If you guys would rather have another operator, feel free to go and search for another operator. We'd be more than willing to give you back.
We may do that.
Okay, good.
Right now, I'm just trying to figure out because I looked at one of the I looked at a piece of paper today that had you.
Tom is out of the session.
Who?
Tom has left the session. Oh, no, he's still there.
Mm-hmm. Because it says you guys do maintenance, and I don't understand what kind of maintenance you do. If you don't do
preventive maintenance on equipment that's operating the plant, such as motors, the blower, such as the swing, the arms, such as the that's directly related to plant operation, the sewer chore that's in the grit channel, the chlorinators, the pumps that chlorinate, that dechlorinate. That's things that are directly related to the operation of the plant. If we didn't do those and keep those up to snuff, we wouldn't make permit.
Okay.
What was the hole for?
I don't know what the hole is.
I don't know what the hole was. It's about
two
or 3 inches.
It looked like a vent of some kind.
Yeah, it looks like there was a pipe that went through there for something and it got removed or something.
Yeah, I looked at that. It looked like somehow the service used to go through there and then they changed the service and took the pipe out.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's right over top of the electrical box. And
who took the box? Who took the pipe out, you know?
Whoever was the electrical contractor that put it in. I have no idea. We certainly didn't do that, that's for sure.
It's been like that for how long?
Well, we only noticed it today, so it hasn't been gone very long.
I mean, there's grass and stuff. Looks like birds have dropped down through the hole. Not right on top of the electrical box.
And they didn't ever caught it or noticed.
I don't know how long it's been like that. I don't go out there all that often, but I just happened to see it. And like I said, it's probably 2, maybe 3 inch round. It's almost perfectly round.
Over
what kind of roof is it?
It's a metal roof.
All I'm going to do is put, patch it. Go get it.
All right, so.
It's just got to be done. It's, that's all.
What would you patch? You got any trailer tape?
Oh, I got some tape that'll hold. You ain't kidding.
Yeah, that silver trailer tape.
I got some black stuff that'll hold.
All right, so let me get a piece of it, and I'll go up there Saturday.
Okay.
Whatever. A whole roll of it.
Well, I got to give you the combination.
Yes.
To the gate.
Need a ladder.
How is the base not coming?
Okay, Tom, I'm just trying to...
Oh, the roof line is probably...
In
the air.
Oh, okay.
How far?
Probably a 20-foot ladder.
Yeah, maybe we're going to pay someone to do that.
Yeah, the roof on that's probably 20 foot, right? That corner?
Yeah, I would say.
Did you change your mind?
Oh, yeah, 20 foot.
Don't be scared.
See what I can do.
If it dries out, I can go do it. I'm taking my ladder down and do it. I don't care.
Take a look at it. Not
time. What
we should work together.
Yeah, you want to do it this weekend? I'm off Saturday.
I don't know when I'm going to be done Saturday.
Huh?
I don't know what time I'll be done Saturday.
You got to work Saturdays?
I work every Saturday. I work every Sunday.
You don't work on
you don't work during the week then.
I take Wednesday, Thursday off.
Oh.
Wednesday and Thursday?
Very nice.
And I'm not going to be home tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm working, so I don't get done until Friday.
Yeah,
we'll,
I guess
some
table.
Like
the original record.
I'll just wait for you to go. All right, okay, all right. Like, there he goes.
I'm kind of wounded, so I can't help it. Worse than usual.
Today.
I was going to say the same
thing. Storage containers. They're out of Auburn or something like that.
Oh, I'm ready.
Every day that guy gets up with those, I don't even know what it's straight line is. Straight pipe.
Move to the right.
No, I always think it's you. I'm like, no, that's way too
hard. A lot of webinars.
Shakes on the house. And then he turns
it on.
A little bit slower.
Oh, you mean guy with the thing on the truck?
Yeah, it's a red.
Ellen, did you have the Oswego Business Magazine with Ed Neal's daughter in it?
Yes.
We still have,
yeah.
Can I,
would you send that up so I can have a look at the
picture?
Yeah.
Ask Janet, she can get us.
We have a couple that come out of the county building garage area, and they got a lot of mufflers on their pickup trucks. Shakes the house when they go by. One of these days, I'm going to put a motion detector there and.
when it gets too loud, it just, I don't know why.
Did we pick up anybody else on the meeting now?
Nope.
We had Sue, Steve, and Tom.
Those are the three.
Okay, so Ken's not with us.
Right. I'll let you know if anybody comes in.
Okay. I'm a happy camper.
I'm a happy camper.
All right, we'll call our meeting to order. And we need to go through the pledge again. That one.
To the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will be roll call again.
Yeah, I think I'm still here.
Here. And we got the codes officer, Jim. Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Baxter, doing our interviewing. Thank you.
Thank you.
And on Zoom is Sue, Steve, and Tom. Thank you for joining us. All right. You also have the minutes from the previous meeting.
I make a motion. Have you ever read them yet? I make a motion. We accept them as.
All right. March 17th, our regular board meeting.
I'll second that.
And our public hearing goes to presentation March 17th.
I make a motion we accept that one too.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All right.
Communications. I think most any of the communications I've received, I've tried to forward it on to you so you're familiar with what's coming into the office. We have the memo regarding LED conversions. Available in decorative streetlights. We had the LED conversion. Now they're making them fancy converting to decorative streetlights through the utility owned option if we're available and interested. But I think at this time we have other concerns to be looking at, but that down the road might be once we get our village in order and start grooming it, it would be a very nice option. Also received a memo from FEMA to help with pay funeral costs for the COVID-related deaths. I forwarded that on to you if you were interested or knew of anyone that would be pertinent to. Also at the present time, we're trying to update the insurance policy. And at the present time, we're trying to figure out the value on the library with the new addition. So also along with that, we need the plates off the truck so that we don't end up paying insurance on the truck, and we'll pay until we get the plates turned in. So if we get those plates off the truck and then turned in, then we don't have to worry about that with the insurance. But they can't do anything plates have been turned in, so until then we'll be charged accordingly.
Unless we get a bill of sale, we've sold it. If we have a bill of sale, they can take insurance off of it, even though we still have the plates.
And what do you do happens with the plates?
We still have to turn them in. I'm just saying the insurance can be canceled as long as we have a bill of sale.
We don't have a bill of sale.
Also, communications with Grid. They wrote to inform us that the upcoming changes with the electrical rates will be effective April 1st. and the plan allows them to invest in secure and dependable electrical distribution for the benefit of all their customers. And that comes from Grid. All right. That's all I have on communications. And we did have the American Rescue Plan from Mr. Schumer. The money hasn't been distributed yet, but apparently that will be sorted out by the government. Units of the local government will receive their portions, and that could be allocated and utilized in whatever fashion they so desire. Cover revenue losses caused by COVID, make necessary investments in water, sewer, broadband infrastructure. Funds cannot be used by a state or localities to cover the costs of pension funds. States may not use the funds to offset reduction in taxes. So there were a few guidelines, eligible uses of the funds that were, and I think I forwarded that on to you as well. So you would be familiar with what that had to offer and what it's good. Mr. Schumer is to be thanked for that. And continuing sewer plant. All right, Tom. Under our reports, we have our Camden report here. Finished project work completed in significant events of record.
Can you hear us all right, Tom?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Flows entering the facility averaged 64,000 gallons a day. Peak flow for the period is 277,000. No violations this month. Two call outs in March, alarms at the lift stations. False high level alarms and grinding pump issues corrected and not working. Questions, comments?
No questions on that. I do have a question.
These papers that you sent us on Seward, you need my signature and then return back to you, correct?
That's right. Yep. So we can move along with that, get those units. Well, I think the ones, remember the grinder pumps, we can do the next budget season, I'm sure, you know, in June 1st.
Okay.
The lift stations we should get on as soon as we can. So the main lift station is what we'd like to do first.
We had three grinder pump quotes.
Yep.
All right. Those weren't the rush then, it was the other.
Okay. Yeah. What we did was we took three of the best used or pulled pumps up to Seward to see if they could refurbish them and fix them. And the report came back that they're unfixable. There was parts missing and then just shot. I mean, the stator was shot and then the repair would have been more than buying a new pump. So we'll pick up when it comes time, we'll go and get the pumps to save us money right to Rochester, pick the three pumps up.
Okay. The sweeper arm repair work has all been taken care of. That's done. And the cabinet repair, self-light cabinet repair?
No, that's not done yet.
Okay.
I got the 6x6 already down there.
Okay.
I see you had price for materials at $150, but you're not going to
take $70 off. That's what that cost us, the $70.
That would have cost you $70?
Yes, the 10-foot by 6x6 treated.
Okay, the one that's down there is 12-foot.
Okay,
I called it on both sides three times. Okay, now. It's not pressure treated, but
right.
But the one that was in the ground wasn't
pressure treated,
huh? No, it's not pressure treated. No.
Oh, okay.
But neither was the one that was in the ground.
as far as we can see.
Well, the replacement was fresh. What I was doing is replacing the, I was replacing the unit with a pressure treated 6x6. That's where that $70 came from.
But I coated it a couple of times, about four times with stain. I think it's going to be just fine.
Okay.
I think you're going to have to put that in a little bit different spot because
it's a possibility. We'll look into it. I don't want to, there's electrical there and there's a couple of extra conduits there that feed a chlorine analyzer pump. So we have to be careful.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. In fact, we uncovered one electrical. I think it was electrical.
Yeah, there's one electrical and there's two airlines.
And the two airlines.
And it looks like it's concreted right into the ground.
And yeah, and the thing's concreted. Right.
So we got to figure out where to put it.
But you're going to do that, right?
Yeah, we'll take care of it. It's part of that proposal. Now, the reason why it's so expensive, as you may know, is that we have to charge prevailing wage. I mean,
yes, I realize that.
You know, and it's just it's too bad that, and in all the municipalities that I've worked with, it's not fair to the taxpayer as far as I'm concerned, but the labor board insists that we have to do that. Otherwise, we're going to turn around and end up paying it anyhow.
Yeah, I know. That I didn't question. So basically, the labor and materials is going to be exactly $100. And you said take 75 off of the pole, right?
Yep, take 70. Didn't I say 70?
You said 70.
Oh, did you say 70? I thought you said 70.
70.
Okay. So,
good try.
So it'll be 805. 805. Okay.
I'd like to take time to thank the mayor for sending me the wastewater operator for small community link. I'll be getting on that tomorrow. I hope that somebody else will. I'm not sure if you guys are interested, but that's a good link, and that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow, isn't it, Mayor?
I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a forum of, you know, what we can do as a small wastewater operations in the small communities. We'll see what we get out of it. Hopefully something good.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking for funding.
Yeah.
Thanks for looking into that. Good. All right. Any other questions for Tom? Oh, we got him here. How's Ken doing and where's Ken at?
Today's Ken's birthday and he is taking the day off.
Celebrating. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I called him. He's and to see who was, because I had a call from Dryden. They were wondering where he was. He was supposed to be in Dryden today. And I called Ken and said, well, you know, they're calling. And he wasn't answering their phone call, but he answered my phone call and let me know that he's celebrating his birthday. So happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken. Right.
I make a motion then to accept the Ken's report.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All in favor? Good. Thanks, Tom.
I'll see you next week, Tom.
Thank you.
Codes.
Yes, I have my report here for March of 2021. During March, 4 building permits were closed out. 5 new building permits were issued. 15 fire safety inspections were performed. 1 demolition permit was issued. 1 violation was corrected. 1 sign permit was issued. 1 agricultural permit for sugar shack was issued. And a permit for a fence was issued in the village. In March, we continued our fire safety inspections. 4 initial inspections were completed, with 1 passing and 3 failing. 10 re-inspections were performed, with 7 passing and 3 failing. and one-third inspection was performed with it failing. In March, I attended the town and village monthly meetings, as well as the planning board meeting. I traveled 38.3 miles, and the revenues for March were building permits, $734.20, zoning permits, $55, for a total of $789.20. That is my report. Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we accept your report as read.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
This demolition by Kohler, is that the house on the corner?
That's correct.
When's that planned on coming down?
I'm not sure exactly. He was trying to get it down, and I don't know when or where. He's got, you know, the permit's good for a year. He's going to try to take it down.
When he gets time.
Where is it?
Right here on the corner.
Mill Street. On the corner here. Mill Street.
Neil made the motion, and was it David that seconded that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So.
How does he avoid the asbestos? Or is that his problem?
That's his problem.
Who monitors that?
That.
To make sure it is.
Would be up to him.
To monitor himself?
Technically, when we issue a permit, we're not required to verify asbestos. I did send him a letter stating that he has to look into it. And
okay.
Where's the asbestos on the shing?
We don't know where.
The house is probably full of it, all his property.
You know, yeah, I don't, and it may just be a building that he may not be able to test because of its deterioration, and he may end up transporting it all away or whatever he chooses.
That's such a expensive to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
So the DEC or nobody gets involved in that kind of stuff to monitor anything?
The DEC does not monitor asbestos. I believe it is the
EPA.
Labor Department, I believe.
EPA, isn't it?
I think it's the Labor, believe it or not.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the Labor Department.
It used to be the EPA.
Right.
But then the Labor Department, I think, probably did.
Yep, I believe it's the Labor Department.
Been years since I've had any. Yeah, we used to haul that stuff to the landfill, and I can't remember who was in there to monitor it. There was somebody there that had to monitor it when they knew about it.
Right.
And nobody knew about it.
They don't know about it.
If it's a owner occupied home,
mm-hmm.
you can throw it in the regular trash, basically.
As long as he doesn't get caught.
No. Because when I took the asbestos out of my house, I buried it in the back. They said it was perfectly all right.
You can do that.
As long as you don't get
if he takes it to, say,
as long as
you
don't get what?
Landfill.
If somebody, inspectors come in and see that it's there, then you're fined accordingly.
No, not according to them.
You can bury it in your backyard. That's
you can bury it in the backyard.
It's buried.
It's owner occupied, remember
right.
that.
That's yeah. right, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when you sell it,
you have to tell them where it is.
Yeah,
when
you sell it. Right.
By the time I sell that, I'm going to be in the ground. So I don't care.
You won't remember by then where it is.
No.
It probably doesn't remember now.
But he remembers where the money jugs are and buried back.
You get that right. Okay.
And you need a permit for a fence?
No, I don't.
It's the first fence I've come for. In the village of Parrish, there is zoning on fences. So I had a complaint that somebody was putting a fence up in the village. I went and investigated it, came back, read all the laws on the fences, and issued a permit so that if anybody ever questioned as to how the fence got put up, it was
no, I thought
I issued the permit and everything was good.
That new law that we put in, that you had talked to both landowners, right?
No.
I thought that was in the new
It's not in the current fence law.
I don't know if the language exactly like that.
Because yeah. I know one lady got mad because Maria put it right on the fence line.
Right. And so this person, it wasn't on the property lines, and it was the right height. It was.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And if anybody's interested, it's across the street.
Oh yeah.
For their dogs.
Bolcheviks.
Yeah. It's 4 foot high.
Oh no. Yeah.
It's not in the front yard. It's in the side yard. It's not near the property line, so it's more than 5 feet away. Cool. And.
That's a temporary one.
I think. It's
I thought it was up to the two.
I think it's 6 feet on the side, but I it could be eight, but I'm not sure here.
What? Put up a fence?
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's six. If I remember
I
right.
I think it's six.
Six high.
Yeah. But
in the front, it's different. I think it's only four in the front. But once again, I've only read it once because it's the first fence I've done in 2.5 years. And I just issued them that permit because we don't even on the town schedule. There's nothing for a fence,
right.
So there's no fee. So I just issued made up a fence permit so that if anybody ever questioned it, it's legal.
So he's just renting that, Jimmy, from?
His daughter is living there.
The fence is temporary?
The fence may not be temporary. Mm-hmm. It may be for the dogs. There's nothing, I couldn't remember in the law either about what is temporary, what is not temporary. At least it wasn't a snow fence. So
whose daughter is living there?
Bolchevik's daughter.
I can't recall her name.
Danny Miller?
Maybe that. Not sure.
I thought someone
it's been almost a month there. Now.
I thought they had moved out and someone else had.
Well, all I know is I see they were drilling a well in there.
Where?
In the fence?
No, across there. The first thing they went and done, they put the minute the water didn't pass, they had a machine in there and they were either cleaning out their old well and putting it down farther, or they're putting a new one in. I don't know which. I think probably they were cleaning it out. Mm. You didn't see the machine sitting there?
No.
It was only there 2 days.
Never saw it.
I don't think they drilled the well in 2 days. That
seems... Well, I think they probably just maybe went down farther because they weren't getting water. Or
maybe.
Yeah. Hard to see those. And
yeah, the sticks are far up in the air.
Oh, you got to... I wasn't here those 2 days or working afternoons or something.
Oh, it could be. Like I said, it was only there about 2 days. They started it the day after the boat. And I says, somebody decided that they're gonna clean their well out. So then I noticed they put the fence up after that. So.
All right.
Now, okay. There's no fees for fencing, anyways.
No.
None that I could find. So it was one of those permits that was issued without a fee, and it's not like it.
That was one of those.
That's what it said, temporary. That's what I was thinking.
That was one of the things that my neighbor brought up. Because she was mad because, you know, and she said you had to have, you're supposed to have it on your property so you could go on the other side and paint it.
Correct.
She hasn't touched that side of the fence since she put it up. What I think is a stupid law. Why would I give somebody 2 feet of my, you know, that I got to pay taxes on? Okay. You figure that's 2 feet wide and 270 foot long.
Well, just remember, you have to maintain the fence according to the laws.
They don't maintain them.
Well, and according to the laws.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know. So if by the time you go to maintain your own fence and you want to paint it,
yeah,
you want to stand on your own property, so you don't. If you have a dispute with a neighbor. They don't get anything. You for trespassing.
Right.
So whose fence was
and then
yours?
You're stuck in that middle.
Your fence or
you
know? Hers?
Hers. I don't.
So she's not maintaining it?
No.
Okay. So that's why they normally tell you 2 feet, so at least you can maintaining the fence out standing on their property. Just in case you have a neighbor dispute.
Yeah. Moving on.
Okay, I make a motion. Did we already accept his?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on then.
Wait, on you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, but keep talking to me. Just give me a big.
Okay, Paul, how do you know?
I passed my report out to all of you. The commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level. It would be working full time, but only half out of the Watertown office at any given time for those that work out of the Watertown office. Governor's executive order about Zoom has been extended another time until May 6th. As you've probably heard, the state has passed legislation for adult use cannabis, which includes an option for a municipality to opt out of those sales for their town or village. I have a sample law here. I'm going to give a copy to the mayor. If anybody else wants a copy, I've got more copies if you want to take a look at it. If you were to look at doing something like that, you would have to do it by the end of the year. And if you chose to opt out of sales in village, the public could force a referendum so that they could vote to overrule that. So whatever you do, you probably want to make sure it's in line with what the people of the village want, or else you stand the risk of having it overruled anyway. So like I said, you have between now and the end of the year to act on this, so you've got time to think about it and to ask around and maybe have a public meeting or some way of signing up the public on it if it's something you were thinking about possibly doing. And if you opt out, you can get back in down the line if you change your mind. But if you're going to opt out, you need to do it by the end of this year because that's the end of the opt-out period. And as more information on that becomes available, because a lot of people still have questions about that aren't there aren't any answers for yet, I will make sure to bring those to you if you get the Tug Hill Times. I'm sure there'll be additional articles in the Tug Hill Times in the weeks to come.
Wasn't there one in the news this morning up in the North Country? Is it Lowville or somebody's already made a move on it?
Yeah, the communities have already started considering it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And some are against it and some don't mind. And, you know, I'm hearing all kinds of opinions on that. So. Also, I gave you a copy of the page. I gave you an article from the most recent Tug Hill Times about the marijuana legislation and local municipal options. I also gave you a copy from the Tug Hill Times with information on upcoming webinars. I continue to assist the mayor in trying to set up a municipal account with Tiger Direct to get us a computer on order for the mayor's office. Tiger Direct has not been real helpful on that. I got to get together with the mayor again and see if we can take things one more step. The problem has been with setting up the municipal account for the municipality to be able to order it. We had everything set up with the username and the password, and then they sent a confirmation email to the mayor that she didn't return within the period that it had to be returned within.
It did.
What's that?
It didn't have any time limit on it. Therefore, I'd have sent it right on up.
Yeah,
so.
The email itself didn't say the link to click on timed out, but mm-hmm. when we went to click on it, it had timed out, and we haven't been able to get it reissued since then. So we cannot move it any further at this point without them taking care of what they need to get the account in line. And besides that, I helped the village clerk. She had a webinar coming up that she needed some help with, so I came up the day before and got her started with that and talked her through getting it the next day. She called me and said that she had it running, so I was happy to be able to help on that. And when we place an order, we're going to get some webcams on order, so the village clerk and the mayor have webcams on their computer, but for that one, I let her borrow mine. Because I was coming up the day before anyway, so I dropped her off one of my spare ones. That's all I have for you for tonight.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We accept Paul's report.
Right. I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, unfinished business. You should have a copy of the public employer health emergency plan for the Village of Parrish. And this is what it needed, board representation and putting all this business together. Jackie worked with me and compiling it, and this is the end result. But the plan needs to be approved by the Board of Trustees. And what it is in case another pandemic of some sort were to occur, that there is a plan of action in place.
So I make a motion we accept the plan as is it.
As presented.
Yeah, because I read it.
All right.
Didn't understand all of it.
Well,
that's me.
Very time consuming to put together, but it's step by step, line by line, we went through or discussed it. So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Jackie, and all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Right. I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to oppose it just because I haven't read it.
Cool.
Okay.
That's my only reason.
Okay. Is there a roll call vote then, I guess? Evelyn?
Hey, Trustee Chatterton?
Yes.
Trustee Wolitat?
No.
Trustee Lauer?
No.
Trustee Murphy?
Just because I have there. Yes.
Okay. Mayor Perkin?
Yes. All right, well, take your time and read it through, and that, I think, is in your folders as well.
Yeah, yeah. I got it right here. I just haven't got chance to read it.
Right. I think those were in your boxes to read.
Yes, they were.
Okay, so that you would have been familiar with them, but whatever.
Okay.
All right. Truck status. As we said, the plates need to be returned regarding the insurance for insurance purposes. And I think it's advertised. I saw in the paper.
Yes.
And I don't know, did you get any responses on it?
I got one. Did they tell you down here, Neil, they were gonna?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they verbally told you, but they didn't.
Yeah, they told, they wanted to know what they had to do, what they got to do, send in a bid?
Yeah.
I tell them to send in a bid then.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see, Key Bank Building. I don't know if anyone's been in of recent, I guess you were on, weren't you, Evelyn?
Yeah, I put Leon in there. And
okay.
Everything. The worst parts is Grandpa's office on the left and the kitchen on the right. Those were the two of the floors, and the ceilings are very bad. But and he's going to go back and take measurements and find out prices and stuff and then give us a bid.
That sounds good.
That would be a good job done. All right. NYMER facilities inspection took place in November. We still need to be installing a security system as per their request for the safety of the main office.
And well, can we put two dogs in there at night?
Well, day two would probably be a good idea. Two big bulldogs.
I'm not. No, security cameras, they're kind of, they're actually pretty cheap right now.
Okay.
Depends on how many you want.
Probably the installation would be the tricky part. And then, didn't you need a lock or a alarm system you wanted?
Panic button.
For the, into the police, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie's going to check if she gets a chance to. I believe West Monroe has. Do you know, Paul, if West Monroe has the panic button?
I believe they do. I believe they do for the justices bench, and I think they were talking about getting one for the town clerk if they hadn't already.
Okay, we'll talk to them in the next week or so when other municipalities and see if they have any, and we'll go from there.
I'm sure that inspector will be wanting to know where we're at with that.
So it, order. Security cameras. How many?
I don't think we need
cameras. We just want the panic button. You know,
Oh, a panic button will suffice?
Try for openers. Yeah, see where we go from there.
Okay.
If we need the cameras, then we go with that angle as well. All right, our social media, Facebook status. Steve, good evening.
Evening, Mayor. As we discussed earlier in the week, unfortunately, with all the other stuff I had to do for the village, I did not get any progress on that.
Well, I know we kept you busy, that's for sure.
Unfortunately, I could not find the time between my schedule and all the other fun things I got to do.
Right.
There was no progress. And I'll talk more when we get into the executive session about how to remedy that.
Right. Thank you. All right. The water pressure project I talked to, I've been in touch with Ian, and I got a call from Gregor Smith, who was from BCA, worked with Dink on the water project, wanted to know what we wanted to do, where we're at, and what direction we're going to go. And I said, at this point, we haven't made any decisions and haven't really spent a lot of time discussing it, but we probably need to come to some idea as to what consensus of what we want to do, whether we want to send a survey out and find out what the community feels, or are we just going to take it upon ourselves and move in some direction without their input. And
I think it'd be a bad decision to do it without input from the village people or town, whichever, how far you want to go with it.
And who we want to work with. If we're going to keep it just a village entity project, then we have to decide that. And then I think a survey is probably the best direction to go, because I think at this point they're just tired of hearing about it all. And I don't want it to end up in the wastebasket, because if, you know, we're sincere about doing a project, we want them to read it and be informed.
I think we ought to wait at least six months.
Okay.
That way people might have forgotten what happened before. Mm-hmm. Now, that's my opinion. I mean,
it was round three. They're not going to forget.
No, they're not going to forget. It doesn't matter how long you wait. So I think that, is District 1 dead?
Well, that's what we was asking Greg.
So it's not confirmed yet. What I have done is I have reached out to Bob Ganant. He has informed me that he cannot make that decision, and the town does not currently have a position on whether Water District 1 is dead. He referred me to a man by the name of Jack Russell, which I almost wanted to call him Terrier, but that's just me. I immediately contacted him, left him a message. I have not heard back. He was with Barclay Damon. So I will talk to him, and he will tell me exactly what the position of Water District 1 is, hopefully. And then that might resolve at least one question.
Yeah, because I don't think we can do anything till we know what's going on with District 1, because otherwise we're just wasting our time and everyone else's time.
I'm not sure a survey would be a bad idea, because that's not going to put us in any bad position legally or open us up to any liability.
I agree with that.
So if we do the survey and then we find out, we can't do it, then maybe we're just going to anger some people. But I have a contact. I am currently looking to see the legal status of Water District 1 to see if I can get something in writing saying that it's dead or alive. If it is alive, I will then ask if I can start pressuring Bob Ganan to see what's going on with the intermunicipal agreement, seeing if we can get out of it. Do it nicely, of course, and we'll see what we can do if this is something that the village wants to do. But we are making progress. We have a new contact, which we did not have before, and hopefully we'll see what happens.
I think Jack Russell worked with Dank on the water project, was the consultant the supervisor was working with, wasn't it?
I believe so too. I think the contract has Jack Russell as the attorney for Water District 1, which is why Bob Ganan told me to reach out to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he might
is
be
it the village,
so there might actually be go ahead.
Is it the village's call as to whether we're in or out of it, or
I don't know that yet. As per past discussions, we had said we're trying to do this nicely and figure things out before we decide to make a full-on position. So as of right now, I'm just gathering information seeing what's going on, because if we don't have to take a position and things, if we take a position on something that's already been decided, that would probably just make us look a little foolish. Might as well just see if it's dead or not. And if it is dead, we're done. Problem solved.
Okay.
Very good.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
My
and
pleasure.
I'd ask the same questions of Gregor, and he didn't know either. So, and some of the trustee or councilmen seem to have an opinion and an answer, and I don't know how accurate they are either. So they were, I was always told to get to the attorney and find out. So that's what I did. All right. Anything else under old business, unfinished business?
Yeah. You got on a new business though. So.
What's that?
Lawn and landscaping?
Yeah, we'll pick that up on the new business.
Okay.
All right, we'll go into executive session.
What are you going into executive session for?
Second. All right. We'll go into exec session then.
Just a second. I need to put some people in the waiting room.
Okay.
And pause the recording. And then I will leave and I will come back and tell us who things are over.
The name of the company that uses V-Balance. The name of the company for the logs that uses V-Balance.
Yeah, the alarm sounds good.
He asked what they use for e-logs over.
You want the Steve in the.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, that's a small.
Yes, please.
So the only one in the section right now that I can see.
What was he going to talk about?
It's the name of the guy. You wanted to call him Terrier?
Yeah. Terrier. And Steve, the only other person present. Tom has dropped out of the meeting. The only person in the waiting room is Sue. And okay. I'm going to pause the.
Literature they have given.
I don't know, but I remember hearing that in that one.
Yeah, if you have one, then you got to open it to
yeah,
the other.
Yeah, you can't.
All right, I want to buy the bank.
I already thought about it.
You have to buy it as is.
Hey, you're going to be supervisor. Back off.
We're partners.
I bet you are.
Whoa. You're still in executive session? Did that go out? Is that recorded?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Sexual harassment.
No, I wasn't talking that way. I'm just talking partners in your business.
See? He's got a nice backup plan there.
All right. What we got now? New business?
Yep. All right.
The basement work, that should actually be under old business, but that's actually
basement work.
Yeah, that's what it says, basement work.
All right.
Including the records room expansion. Oh, that's why it was under the photos. You sent photos out, did you?
Yeah, they were in the paperwork, yeah.
Okay.
Looks good. Looks very nice.
That's why I had it under new business, because it's a progress report.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. All right, wastewater treatment plant, land, lawn and landscapes. We had a.
I have a call.
From?
From Kangaroo.
Okay.
Landscaping and. lawn and landscaping. $40 per time. This price increased mowing and trimming, includes mowing and trimming. Using our own equipment. Insurance is available. Call him. The name is Dwyer. Seaman Dwyer?
Sean
Dwyer. Seaman? I don't know. I can't spot. I can't read.
Sean. He was in the Navy.
I can't. I can't read. Anyways, this is the only one we got, right?
Got another few dates yet.
Sounds like we better hop to it then.
Better hop what?
You're full of it tonight, man.
Well,
yeah, I usually am.
I want to call him anyways and take him down there to show him exactly what he needs to do.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should wait though until we really.
Okay. Okay.
You know, we got to wait until other bids come in and get them in.
And they have to be in by when? Was there a deadline?
Yeah.
Are we sure this guy, because he's got to have workers' comp and all that.
He's got.
He says it's available, but does he actually have all the appropriate insurance?
But he don't need workman's comp.
As a village property.
Liability, but he wouldn't need.
Well, I wasn't sure what the village required for insurance requirements for anybody working on village properties. That's a village property, so.
Insurance certificate available.
Well,
yeah.
I can say that too. It doesn't mean I have the right insurance.
I mean, like whoever we hire, we'll check it out first.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you know it better, everybody else who's going to put it in bid in the next couple of days already knows.
Yeah.
Well. Where was this posted?
The paper.
And it was also on the internet, right? Our webpage.
What day is it? Did the bids close? Does anybody know?
Did you have a closing?
Yes, I've got it. It's in the office.
Okay.
You want me to go get it or tell me?
No, afterwards, fine.
Okay.
And you said you had one other than Kangaroo?
No, Don Holton spoke about it, but he didn't put anything in writing.
Nothing in writing, yeah.
I got another one who gave me a quote, but he won't put it in writing. So.
Well, it's no good if it's not in writing. Yeah. All right.
Talking about Mr. Holton, he said he'll do the Veterans Park for $5.
He said 25.
Did he say 25? Yeah. I thought he said 5.
No, nobody could do that for $5. But we got to put it out for bid anyway.
Yeah, we got to put it out for bid. Maybe this Kangaroo would do it.
Well, that would be good too.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. So, was that advertised as well or will be?
It will be.
All right. All right. Our budget discussion we had at our last meeting with the hearing and presentation, and we need to take a vote.
I'll make a motion that we accept the budget.
Sorry?
Presented, yeah.
On March 17th.
March 17th.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, then the bank occupancy, this is where the discussion was as to who and what. The intent was that when we took the bank from Mr. Fuller, that we could get a bank in here or try to get a bank in here. Nobody was interested because there wasn't enough parking. Mr. Fuller had tried. He wasn't successful. So it went up for auction a couple times. He got the bank back and handed it over to us for $1. And it could be used for a pizza shop, gun shop. These were other ideas that had gone around. And now here's other options that who knows what. But right now we sit in possession of the bank, and our intent was, rather than have it sit empty and go to rot and ruin inside, we would let the Historical Society occupy it until either a sale or permanent, whatever happened. But it has gone rotten ruin with the water leak that no one anticipated or knew was going to happen. We had a growth in the vents, and no water could get out of the vent through the vents and drain, so it just came through the bank ceilings. So this time we're just waiting to see. Mr. Fuller had mentioned that he would buy it back for the $1, or the Historical Society would like some space to put their records in and make it a historical building so that the public can find out a little bit about the history of Parrish or whatever else.
How's
I got $100 in my pocket.
How's the furnace? Anybody ever check that out?
No, I gotta get back with mine because he was quarantined and I called him.
Okay.
He must be done with that by now, though, right?
Yes, he should be.
Okay, and then we need work done on the furnace down here as a result of our inspection. So when he comes, he can do both of those.
Real quick, back to the lawn and garden thing.
Yeah.
Lawn. Can we put that on our Facebook? as well?
See, why not? I would think so. Yeah. Did you have the truck on the advertised there as well?
No, I didn't.
I know it was discussed, but did you get it on? Or you were going to go for auctions or something?
I thought we were going to go for auctions. We just listed it. And...
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter how, as long as we can get it moving and off our rolls, I guess. Anything else for new business? If not, dates to remember are May 10th will be our water meeting, quarterly meeting at 6 o'clock. May 19th will be our village board meeting. May 29th was the community yard sale. Is that still on, Evelyn? Have you heard anybody? Okay, we have. Well, do we know who heads it up, or is there anybody?
It's usually Amy Banks over here.
Yeah, so whether or not that's on, we haven't heard.
Yeah, because people have been asking me, because I thought we were on the site.
We don't organize it, though. Okay, so. Can help advertise, but we don't organize it.
Our pickup day.
Okay.
Garage day, dump day, or whatever you want to call it.
Community cleanup day is the 5th?
It's the 5th of June.
Mm-hmm. And it's up to the village board to organize and pull off.
We got it all. John and I got it all. I already got it pretty much.
All right. Neil and John.
Yep. We would have done it last year, but we got a little upset with the person in charge.
All right. And our next village town joint meeting is June 10th, 7 o'clock.
June 10th?
Yes. And the 16th, March 16th and May 14th is the Bourbon for the state. All right. Payment of bills.
General fund vouchers 163 to 179 in the amount of $49,056.90.
How much?
$49,056.90.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We pay that.
All right. Second.
I'll second that.
All in favor. All right. Sewer
vouchers 111 through 120 in the amount of $9,992.16.
I'll make a motion we pay it.
I second it.
All in favor.
All right. Nothing for the sewer debt and the TNA vouchers 98 through 109 in the amount of $3,746.85.
I make a motion we pay that.
I'll second it.
All in favor. All anything right. else before we're dismissed?
Second it,
I make a motion that
we, Dave.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we join.
Neil wants out.
Neil
wants out. Okay, and Dave second. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening. How do we do?
Anytime after good. 5.
Oh, that's.
Yep.
So,
you guys have got your wheels turning.
Yeah.
Tell.
Now, what are you going to sell down there? Marijuana?
Hell yeah.
There's big money in that.
Yeah.
If you can get the permit to do it.
So you can buy the synthetic stuff down at the gas station.
Yeah, I bet you can buy
it. The board doesn't shut you down.
Yeah.
And who?
Ask the board and puts that local law into effect. Oh, look at that.
If there's a liquor store here, you can have a cannabis shop. Yeah,
you gotta check it out. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a liquor store. No, I didn't
know
that the law was.
Oh, I don't.
If you have a liquor store, you have to take that.
So if you have one, you can have the other, huh?
Yeah. Whatever.
What are you gonna?
We'll get the mayor hooked.
Oh, special magazine.
Because
this
wasn't
an
offense.
X-ray.
Yes.
Movie.
You come to work all happy. Great.
Just what
pairs make enough money, you just quit all your other jobs and not worry about it.
Or still not worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What made you decide to run for Super Bowl?
Oh, you're running for Super Bowl?
You haven't seen signs all over Paris? I just got in today, man. Listen, you don't work. You work for Walmart.